Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, February 11th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, the Iranian Women's Football League has a real cock and ball problem on their hands. Plus, donkey dicks, angry horny women, and a good old-fashioned family shit slop. What? All this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
You look like a boy, a little black boy.
I can't believe anybody's gonna close this damn thing down! And I'm a carpenter! Shit!
Ew!
A piece of poop!
Are you serious?
Yeah!
Hey guys, Tim Benson back for your Tuesday edition of DEV. Got a great program. If you're new to the show, on Tuesdays we do things a little bit different here. In the morning I go down to a shelter or a rescue group, I pick out an animal, and then I just abuse the fuck out of it. Live on the air here. Today, I'd like to introduce you all to Mr. Furley. He is a 3-year-old American Fuzzy Lop. He weighs 3.5 pounds. Beautiful white and black fur on him. Wonderful coat. As in, it will make a wonderful coat when I skin him. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Can I get some music, please?
Sunshine, lollipops, and
yeah. There. Oh. Fur is coming right off. Make me a pair of slippers, too. Got a nice clean tear going here. Okay, thank you. Put the bunny away for a second. Today is not Animal Abuse Tuesday. It's Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit. It has nothing to do with abusing animals, although I'm sure there have been a few stories in the past that involved abusing animals in a sexual way. Hopefully that won't be the case today. We'll see in just a second. Basically, Sextastic Tuesday is a segment where I try to find the worst of the worst when it comes to internet erotica. There's a lot of porn out there on the internet. Much of it is bad, but I search for what is beyond bad. That's what we feature on Sextastic Tuesday. So I will read you today's selection in just a moment. But first, I brought up that Bunny Crush audio for a reason, believe it or not. The new Distorted View posters are in. If you haven't seen them yet, surf on over to distortedview.com/store. The poster looks amazing. You'll see me as like a carnival barker kind of guy, like the head of a sideshow. And then behind me, tons of freaks and weirdos and utards from DV's past. A lot of characters you'd recognize. Fat Man, Raymond 14, Tonetta, Roy Killer War. Shereel Murkowski, Madge Weinstein. There's Satan is there with his magical unicorn horse. Just a lot of different characters. And I really want you guys to own this thing. And so I'm trying to make it as affordable as possible. There's going to be two sizes. The first one is an 11 by 14 mini poster. If you are a sideshow freak, you will be able to have this poster absolutely free. The only thing you're going to have to pay is shipping and handling charges. Information for you guys will be up at superfreaksideshow.com, order form and stuff like that. Shipping charges, I think, is like $5, and that's a flat rate for anyone in the United States. I don't know about international orders yet. I have to figure that out. But if you are in the U.S., you can go ahead and order yours, you know, it's free, you just have to pay the shipping charges. Or you can purchase them at the Distorted View store, or if you want one absolutely free, you can sign up for the Distorted View email newsletter. Just go to distortedview.com. On the right-hand side of the website, there's a sign-up form. You just enter your email address, and that's it. And not everyone's going to receive a poster. I'll pick a couple winners every day. I haven't really talked about the email newsletter yet. But I, you know, it's just something to keep you guys informed on what's happening with Distorted View. I'll have some exclusive pictures and stuff. Nothing is going to be, like, not safe for work. You don't have to worry about, like, a big fat blown-out asshole popping up in your email box. I might have links to that type of stuff, but nothing in the actual email will be offensive aside from text. Obviously, I, you know, I won't sell your email address or give out your information to anyone. It's just to keep freaks up to date on what's happening, and I'll occasionally provide links to exclusive material. You know, if I do something retarded on the show, like a new song or something, I might give the email newsletter subscribers access to it or something. And I won't bug you too often, once or twice a month, something like that. Sign up for the email newsletter and you'll be entered to win a poster. And if you are a winner, I'll email you and then you can give me your address and stuff like that. So a couple ways to get the mini poster. Once again, if you're a Sideshow Freak, you'll get it for free. Just have to pay shipping and handling. You can sign up for the email newsletter or you can just go ahead and purchase them. They are very inexpensive. And then larger size posters, a 15 by 18 model is going to be in the Distorted View store as well. Those are limited quantity. I only printed out a few of them for you diehard freaks who want a larger poster there. So there you go. The new poster designed by Bill is out. If you haven't seen it, check it out at the Distorted View store. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Okay, me first, Bill said, squatting over his brother's horrified face. Oh, God, I can already tell you where this is going. Bill listened to his brother's pleas, but they went ignored. Nothing would stop him from dumping a thick load onto his younger sibling. You know we're not talking about cum here. That would be too normal. Something between a moan and a grunt escaped his lips as he pushed out a long brown rope of awful-smelling shit that fell practically across his brother's crying face. A loud, wet fart followed the last chunk of shit as it popped out and struck Dave's cheek. Dave was Bill's younger brother. He had recently turned 18, and since then his whole family had turned against him. Even now, as Bill pulled away from his brother, his mom and father watched on, playing with themselves. "Oh, you smell like shit, Davey," his mother said, laughing. Bill joined her in a laugh before giving her a long kiss and a quick pussy rub. Bill's father had now stepped up to the plate, rubbing his older fat cock in front of his wimpy son, who remained tied up on the floor. He had a harder time squatting down, but the father managed it after a moment. "Did you take your X-lax, dear?" the mother asked in a loving voice, ignoring her young son's failed attempts to escape. "I sure did. Open wide, boy." Dave knew if he didn't open his mouth, he would be punished like last time. Letting the family dog fuck his mouth didn't seem like a better choice. Okay. He opened. Really? I don't know. Eating shit or letting a dog fuck your mouth? It's a tough one. He opened wide and felt the hot squirts of diarrhea begin to fill his mouth completely. "Yummy, huh, little brother?" Bill said, now fingering his mother while she stroked him. Dave wanted to scream at them and to spit out the runny shit that overflowed in his mouth, but his father had now reached down and was pinching his nose. Panic, followed by disgust, hit Dave as he forcefully swallowed his entire mouthful of waste in order to breathe again. His father laughed at him and rejoined his wife and favorite son. "I guess I'm next," his mother said, leaving her husband alone with Bill, who had now dropped to his knees and started licking his father's ass clean. Dave coughed, and fresh tears rolled down his cheeks as he looked up at his mom. "Trust me, baby, you'll learn to love it. And when you do, we won't have to tie you up anymore," she said, lowering herself over his face. Despite what was about to happen, he took a second to enjoy the sight of his mom's shaved pussy and clean-looking asshole. Her pussy was smooth and wet, her clit poking through slightly. "You like mommy's pussy?" she said. He wondered if she had somehow read his mind. "If you learn to enjoy this, you get to play with it." Bill's fat turd blocked most of Dave's vision, but he could see his mother's pretty asshole stretching open to release a new fresh log. He opened his mouth and allowed the end to fall into his mouth before the rest plopped out across his face. His mom moaned with relief, rubbed her pussy above his face. He stared as it dripped onto his face. He wanted to taste it and to feel it. The problem here is that, you know, once you got the taste of shit in your mouth, I don't think you're going to be able to taste anything else. You're not going to be able to distinguish pussy juice from the shit. It's all going to taste like shit for a while. It's just how it is. I'm sorry. She smiled down at him after standing as he sucked the end of her fat log, trying to focus on her pussy. She placed her hand on her stomach, frowned, then squatted down once more. Oh, just a little more, she said before farting loudly in her son's face and squeezing out a small pile that coiled up over his previously clear eye. Dave was now blind, his vision covered by his family's waste. Okay, Davey, you enjoy what we gave you while your brother and daddy double stuffs me. Did you know some families just go to church on Sundays? All right. His mother said Davy's cock had become rock hard. What? His mother said. Oh, I think that goes to the other paragraph, but this is just poorly formatted. Dave's cock had become rock hard and was now standing up for everyone to see. He wanted to fuck her. His own mother. He felt jealous that his brother should get her pussy while he got his brother's turds. He at least wanted to watch, even though he knew it would make him jealous. Mom, he said with difficulty, quickly swallowing the piece of turd in his mouth. Yes, dear, she said. He could hear her voice that someone's cock had just pushed into her. I want to watch. I'll eat it all. Please, Mom. Laughter followed. Then he felt the shit on his face being scooped into his mouth. He opened wide, and when his eyes were clear, he looked up to his brother's cock pushing into her from behind. Dave chewed and tried to enjoy the taste. That's a tough one to swallow, literally and figuratively. Trying to enjoy the taste of poop. Watching his brother enjoy their mother's pussy, however, left a worse taste in his mouth than his father's diarrhea. Ugh, be sure to eat all mine, bro, Bill said, thrusting harder and harder into his mother. Another flash of jealousy hit him, and he chewed the shit faster in anger. His father had now pulled her face down level with his cock and was face-fucking her. Sloppy, wet gagging sounds came from her, along with moans from the men. Dave's cock struggled and ached for a touch, but he remained tied up. It only took a moment to finish his mouthful of shit, and he was now simply watching his mom enjoying her son's cock. You want to taste Mom's pussy, Davey? Bill asked his younger brother, who seemed skeptical but nodded. Bill stepped over to him, then straddled his throat. Grabbing Dave by the hair, he forced his cock into his mouth and smiled when Dave happily sucked hard in an attempt to taste his mother's pussy on his brother's cock. Dang! We got an expert cocksucker over here, Bill said. Dave didn't care, though. He just kept sucking and licking every inch to reach his brother's hard cock. Easy down there, champ. If you don't slow down... But it was too late. Dave didn't slow down and didn't resist as his brother shot cum into his mouth. Oh, shit, Bill said, staring with shock on his face as his little brother swallowed his wad. Can I join in now, he asked. His brother replied, maybe. Leaning his face in close to his brother's, he pushed his lips together and prepared to spit. Oh, yeah, get all that cum in his brother's mouth. Dave noticed before it was too late and opened his mouth, catching his brother's spit on his tongue before swallowing it. Bill looked shocked again, but leaned in closer. Dave's heart fluttered. He knew it was coming, but almost couldn't believe it. Closing his eyes, his brother pushed his lips to his and kissed him slowly. This is becoming romantic. Dave moaned and felt his brother's tongue wrapping around his. He didn't want to fight it. As they kissed, his brother's hands wrapped around his cock, and it only took a moment for Dave's cock to erupt and shower himself with ribbons of white cum. Confetti. Bill pulled away and stood up, turning to his parents, who continued fucking, oblivious to their son's kiss. Bill smiled and told them Davey was ready. The end. There you go. That's your Shitastic Tuesday story for February 11th, 2014, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Surprisingly, they don't really have any scat porn. No shit movies to purchase, but they've got a lot of great stuff. AdamandEve.com has over 20,000 adult products. We're talking movies, toys, lingerie, costumes, games. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You can also use coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50% on just about any item. That's right, half off just about anything. Add something to your cart, use the coupon code, you'll get half off. They're also going to throw in three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. And best of all, when you use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout, you're going to get free shipping on all of that stuff. So there are no hidden charges whatsoever. Now, if you go to AdamandEve.com, on the main page, you'll see they have their own special deal. Oh, it's a Valentine's Day deal. Get 25% off one item. Use coupon code LOVE25. Fuck that bullshit! Use coupon code FREAK or coupon code DV and get 50% off. It's a way better deal. Just remember to use the promo code at checkout at AdamandEve.com. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Get your significant other some sexy panties. Or buy me some sexy panties if you don't have a significant other. We've got a post office box. I want to wear something lacy. Or crotchless. Whatever. Or something that vibrates in my crotch or ass region. Pick something out for me. That would be great. All right, go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. While I'm plugging shit, it's a great time to sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site. Why, you ask? Well, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 2,000 shows, so that's a lot of content right there. You get a special RSS feed, and with that, you get bonus episodes, extended shows, exclusive programs. Today, we have an extended program. Tomorrow, we have an exclusive show. And when you sign up for the Sideshow, you can get a free poster. You just have to pay for shipping and handling. Go there right now. Sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. It really does help support the program. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, footballers in Iran's professional women's league are to undergo mandatory gender tests to establish that they are, in fact, fully female. There's been some issues recently. I know my way around balls. The country's football governing body is bringing in the random checks after it was revealed that several leading players, including four in the national women's team, were either men who had not completed sex change operations. They were actually mid-op transsexuals. Look, when soccer is calling, these trannies will always answer, no matter where they are.
Get me off this operating table. My teammates need me.
All right. Her sucker senses were tingling. She knew she had to get on the field, even though she has half a pussy right now. Fucking dangling meat and testicles between her legs. All right, yes, they were either men who had not completed sex change operations or were suffering from sexual development disorders. I guess it's like if you're a woman, but you've got a rogue ball somewhere. Like a testicle inside your pussy. Like you peel open your pussy lips and it's like an eyeball sticking out. A wrinkly flesh eyeball. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Gender change operations are legal in Iran. Iran. How should I say that? Iran. According to a fatwa, or religious ruling, pronounced by the late Ayatollah... Oh, God. Ruhollah, spiritual leader of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The law contrasts with the strict rules governing sexual morality under the country's Sharia legal code, which forbids homosexuality and premarital sex. Medical examiners will turn up unannounced at training sessions and conduct pussy inspections, I guess. I'm going to mail them all some FBI t-shirts. You know those shirts that say FBI female body inspector? That's literally what they are. Ahmad Hamash Hashemai. I don't know, whatever. Why even bother? I'm going to get it wrong. Might as well just mush all the letters together. I'll get through it faster. Hamash Hashemai, head of the Iranian Football Federation's medical committee, said the clubs themselves were now obliged to carry out medical examinations to establish the gender of the players before signing them on contracts. Those unable to prove that they are female, how embarrassing would that be? I'm sorry, we just don't have enough proof here. The jury's still out on you. All right, those unable to prove that they are female would be barred from taking part in the Women's League until they underwent medical treatment. Grow a pussy now! If these people can solve their problems through surgery and be in a position to receive the necessary medical qualifications, they will then be able to participate in women's football. Isn't this like the same country that cuts off clits and shit? Can't we use all those spare parts left over from female circumcisions to fashion new pussies? I hope they're saving all the shavings. Because, you know, you can use that for something. Waste not, want not, whatever. All right, where are we at here? Sex changes are commonly carried out in phases in Iran, with the full procedure taking up to 2 years and including hormone therapy before the full gender transformation is complete. Seven players have already had their contracts terminated. Concerns about the sexuality of some players are believed to have been first raised 4 years ago when one woman's team voiced suspicions about an opposition goalkeeper. Football is highly popular among many Iranian women, despite religious rules that bar them from entering stadiums to watch matches between male teams. Doesn't that seem a little weird? Like, women aren't allowed to really look at guys over there in Iran. But it's okay for them to have gender reassignment surgery? That's where they're progressive? Whatever. All right, second story we have for you today. A donkey dick caused all sorts of problems over there at customs. When people declare food they're bringing into New Zealand... Really? Donkey dicks are food? When people declare food they're bringing into New Zealand, officers at the border don't normally expect to inspect donkey penis. Oh, you haven't lived till you dined on donkey dick. Works great as a meal, as a snack. Ah, oh, you slice up some donkey dick, you lay them on the food dehydrator, you got yourself donkey dick jerky. It's delicious. It's a fun snack for the kids. Pack it in their lunch. It's a very versatile food. All right, much to the surprise of Ministry for Primary Industry staff. What the fuck? That was the case when a passenger on a flight from China the Chinese should have known. Those wily little Asians were behind this. Yes, a passenger on a flight from China produced a 29-centimeter donkey cock from their luggage at Wellington International Airport. An MPI spokesman said the Chinese passenger was traveling from China to Wellington and had declared they were carrying food. Upon inspection of their bags, the penis was found along with other donkey meat. Both items were destroyed, and although they could not bring them into the country, the person did not face prosecution as they had declared the food upon arrival. The eating of male animal genitalia is not uncommon in China. Don't they believe like that'll give like it's an aphrodisiac or it'll make their dicks bigger or something? Pretty sure we've read about animal cocks before on the program. What am I talking about? Every week we have an animal penis story. All right, the eating of male animal genitalia is not uncommon in China, with restaurant chain Gao Li Zhong specializing in dishes prepared from the nether regions of a number of species, including horse, ox, donkey, deer, and even dog. It was also not the first time someone has brought an animal penis to New Zealand's borders. In 2010, a Cambodian woman was caught by a sniffer dog with a tiger penis and gallbladder in her luggage. Not sure what type of dishes you can make with gallbladders. I would guess, you know, gallbladders would be a little gamey. You'd want to make that into a stew or a chili or something. Need a lot of spices. All right, final story we have for you today. A flight on its way to Salt Lake City was diverted after a drunk woman allegedly made sexual advances towards her fellow passengers. Why would the plane have to be diverted? This is our in-flight entertainment. Let her go. Let her have some fun. The Delta flight was on its way from Baltimore, Washington International on Friday night when the woman allegedly had a few drinks and made the advances, according to a passenger who uploaded videos on YouTube. Oh, one of them is an expletive-filled video of her in custody. The other is a shorter, quieter clip of police simply escorting her from the plane. I think you know which one I want to hear. Take it away, you wacky, slutty drunkard.
Fuck me! Fucker, now!
I heard the word fucker. It's, you know, these goddamn planes, the problem is they're so noisy.
Take them off! Hey! Fire! Over there! Hey, baby! I need help! This guy is hurting me!
I heard, hey, baby, I need help.
Pardon me, right? We are in a situation with our passengers.
The pilot's trying to explain that they're diverting, and all I can hear is fucking suck it. I think she wants to blow the captain. I just want to fucking suck it.
We'll be currently landing in the
atmosphere. I will fucking kill you.
Stop.
You don't hold me.
In the process. Airport security. Situation that we will be removing a passenger. We ask for your cooperation. Please remain seated. Keep your seatbelts fastened.
When has that ever worked? Have you ever seen someone getting arrested screaming, "Let me go!" And the police officers say to one another, "Well, she doesn't seem like she wants to be arrested. We totally misread this situation. We should probably just let her go." being handcuffed by authorities is rarely a choice made by a person. You know what I'm saying? All right, the flight crew handcuffed her on board the plane, which diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport at about 8 p.m., where she was handed over to airport police and then taken to a county medical center. That's according to Patrick Hogan, spokesman for the airport. Hogan confirmed that the woman was very intoxicated and was grabbing at passengers, but could not elaborate. The woman could be looking at federal charges since the alleged disturbance occurred while the plane was in flight, said Hogan, who added that local law enforcement is not pursuing charges. The flight continued without incident to Salt Lake City, said Delta spokesman Eric Tormbinson in a statement. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Checking in with my freaks. They have called into the voicemail line and left me a message. You can too. Phone number 480-206-666-4463. Say hi if you want to comment on something that I've said on the show or you have something to add. Whatever. I'll play your message. I don't care.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime Sideshow member, Bidwise here. Hey, it's 2014, and you're still talking about the album artwork that you selected for today's podcast, and I still don't see any album artwork. I don't know how it is for other users, but I haven't seen album...
Open it in fucking iTunes, and you'll see it!
...album artwork on your podcast in maybe 2 years or so.
And if you don't see it, it's always on the website as well. Come on, people. Use your brains, man.
What we got here is Last Time Authorized Minister calling you Jimmy Booth. I caught wind of your good deeds of that retard.
Oh, boy.
Mother. Couple of her moving touch.
See what I mean by I'll play anything. You call in the voicemail line, I'll play it. Even if it's this shit.
But to say, young man, but to say, little boy, I authorize you, Saint Faggot.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll take it.
Saint Faggot, you are now hereby Saint Faggot. Saint Faggot. Saint Faggot.
All right, okay, I'm Saint Faggot. What do you...
Thank
you.
Jimmy Boo. I just remember Boogle here. I'm the dude that's been listening to you since I was like 13. Just want to say hi.
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 Sounds like someone who's been listening to me for too long.
Hey, Timmy, this is the Blind Monkey here. I just heard a commercial on the NBC Olympics coverage, and it sounded like it was for Special Olympics, and the girl must have Downs or something, and it reminded me of a little Downesty, and I guess... I don't know if it's about golf or something, but at the end she's like, you know, I didn't have a voice, or I'm like, I didn't have a voice, and now everybody's speechless, because, and you could just, you know, it's a great little speech impediment voice thing going on, so I thought you should grab it before the Olympics is over, and you could add it to your repertoire of Don't Throw It Away commercials.
Good idea. If anyone knows what commercial he's talking about, or if you have it saved on your DVR, get me the audio immediately. I need it. I need it to add it to my menagerie of retard clips. Is that the correct usage of the word menagerie?
Hey, Timmy Boo, longtime Sideshow member Black Samson here.
I should not try to use big words.
Listening to the sixth show, you were expressing a little confusion about the beverage Trey Martin had.
Yes, it was Arizona watermelon. I know that.
He had himself some Skittles and some watermelon Arizona iced tea.
Was it iced tea, though, or was it a watermelon juice drink?
And that's significant, not because he's an eggnog, but because watermelon Arizona iced tea plus Skittles plus Robitussin equals lean.
It's Robitussin, isn't it? Robitussin.
Lean, which is a codeine-based street drug, which is super cheap. And makes you very fucking paranoid and aggressive.
Oh!
And Trey, his liver was fucking... He showed consistent damage with heavy lean abuse. Not normal for a 17-year-old.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Where's the mainstream media at with that information? Were you on niggermania.com? Is that where you got that? Were you on chimpout.com? Bunch of racists coming up with these crazy conspiracy theories.
Just thought I'd let you know. Can't slim flam the Zim Zam.
All right, well, thank you very much. Apparently, Trayvon Martin wasn't so innocent and sweet as as we thought he was. That was from a Meredith Brooks song I was quoting, by the way. Innocent and sweet, yesterday I cried. Good, bet you're relieved to see the softer side. Something, I don't know. It's Meredith Brooks' bitch. The one-hit wonder. All right, what was the name of that street drug?
Watermelon Ice Arizona Iced Tea plus Skittles plus Robitussin equals lean, which is
lean.
A codeine-based street drug.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of Scissorp, right, or Purple Drink, or whatever the fuck they call it. I've never heard of lean before. I have to look into this. All right, see, you learn something new every day here on Distorted View. It's infotainment with cum farts and granny tranny porn. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's a God.
He's a jackass.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Oh, actually, tomorrow's program is another sideshow exclusive one. So I'll see you back on Thursday to end the week if you're non-paying members. How about that? Until then, bye, everybody.
Yummy, yummy, shoo, shoo, yummy, yummy, shoo, shoo, yummy, yummy, shoo, shoo.